Let's do it. Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. I'm Angelo L. He is Michael Mooring. We have Derek Brandeo. That little jingle tells us it's time for our in-house meatmonger, Mr. Sean Kelly. Hello, Mr. Kelly.
Good morning, gentlemen.
You are there. Perfect. Just wanting to make sure.
I'm here.
You're there. How are things,
Mike? Pleasure seeing you this week with your new toy.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure seeing you.
Does that thing have air conditioning?
No. No.
Just have to drive really fast with the windows open.
That's right. Or just sit there in an air-conditioned garage and look at it. I could do that, too.
You can't see yourself. I guess you'd have to get somebody to film it.
Yes. That's a great
idea.
That
could be an episode.
All on its own. Just think how easy that would be. Sit back and let her roll. Oh, God help us all, is all I got to say. What a wonderful weekend.
Did you try any of the sausages I brought you?
Not yet. Not yet. I am waiting.
Well, for the show, and you could have said, yeah, they were great. Yeah, I tried them all, and they were great.
Yes, they were fantastic. I especially love the duck. Oh, my God. How did you get the duck in there? That's what I want to know. How did you get it all in there, feathers and all? It was incredible.
We use a wood chipper.
Oh, okay. Well, it worked because it fit in there beautifully. And those feathers really added to the whole experience. I thought it was fantastic. Good for you.
Yes.
You
going to
make them available, or did you just do that? Is that a one-of just for me? Or?
Well, I want to do a test on you. I think I want to see if those feathers actually increase the hair growth on your back or decreases it. I want to...
I'm going to need a weed whacker if it increases it. I'll tell you right now. Okay.
There'll be volunteers for that. That's for
sure.
Yeah.
Weed whack yourself. So it is the weekend, and folks will be, they'll be barbecuing for sure. Putting all kinds of protein on the old grill. What do you recommend this weekend?
Well, because it's such a hot, beautiful day out, hot weekend, sunny. I think a quick sear barbecue would probably be the best. I don't think you want to be standing around too much outside there in direct sunlight, but I think steak, ribeye, strip loin, maybe some nice hot dogs for lunch, hamburgers, handmade. What you take your pick, okay? A nice bison steak would be beautiful too, as far as center of the plate type of meal there. So you choose, but if you need any cooking instructions, just email me at or Facebook me, and I'll send you some pictures.
Yeah, and you know, I was thinking, you said you don't want to be out there much with the weather being so hot and everything else. You don't want to expose yourself to all those UV rays. So now that you're into that whole new, what was it, sous vide? What are you doing now with that meat?
Sous vide, but I'm not going to do that today. It's too nice out. I've been waiting for this. We all been waiting for this weather to get outside. People have been waiting to get out. The social distancing, the group of 10s, I'm in about 6 groups of 10, so I can sort of move around because I'm an essential service, right?
So wait a minute. Hold it. How do you get a permit to join more than one group? That's what I want to know.
Because I'm essential. I'm essential. Service.
You're essential.
Right? You invite me over, I bring the meat, you provide me with cocktails, and everybody's happy.
That makes it essential.
That's right.
Jeez. So
everybody has to eat, Ange.
In other words, I could do the same thing.
You've been doing it. You've
I've
had about
meat.
4 birthday parties in the last month.
True. Speaking of birthday parties, you know whose birthday it is today, and I forgot all about it until just now?
No.
Mr. Bowman.
Oh!
Mr. Peter Bowman, my co-host. Happy birthday to you, Mr. Bowman, if you're listening.
Well, I hope he got one of those cases of sausages when I was there.
Uh-oh. Was he supposed to?
Well, there was 3.
Uh-oh.
And I think there was 3 people there in the group. So I guess the boss confiscated any sort of handouts to make sure that everything's fair.
So what you're doing, see, this is typical Kelly fashion. I love this guy. This is why I love this guy. Typical Kelly fashion. Like, he is a moving target. He already came up with an excuse when Bowman says to him, why didn't you get me something for my birthday? He already came up with the excuse. He already came up with the excuse. Hey, that box I brought, those sausages I brought down, they were for you, for your birthday. I don't know where they ended up, but they were yours. And all of a sudden, he's off the hook. You see? See how it works?
Yeah. There's one part. There's one part of that story that's true. I do not know where they ended up, but I can guess.
Okay.
Speaking of birthdays, like, what is this? This, I missed all these birthday shout-outs, but this week alone, I've got Kieran Kelly, my brother, Maureen Kelly, my sister. I have Jamie Anderson, my brother-in-law. I have Jim Anderson, my father-in-law. All birthdays within 4 days.
Wow. Look at you. And, of course, being the brother-in-law, brother that you are, you know, money is no object. You know, costs are the least here, right? I'm sure you bestowed wonderful, lavish gifts on all of those fine folks that you just mentioned. I'm sure they're opening them right now.
No, because they're not. None of those people are in my top 10 in my list. So
I wasn't able to see them. Oh, they got to be in your top 10.
Yeah, I got to be in that. They're not on my list. They're not on my list of 10, so I can't go see them.
But you can't send gifts and in your.
No, I'm afraid I might get something on the boxes or something, right? You know.
Yeah.
So, what are you up to today, my friend? Where are you going barbecuing? What are you doing?
I haven't quite decided yet, but I think it's a backyard kind of thing.
Yeah.
Don't know about the Barbie. Might be a little too hot for me. You know, I might skip the Barbie.
Yeah, no, your life has changed, hasn't it?
I'm into this new, I cook via hot water now. It's I got into this whole thing. My guru taught me a whole new thing now with putting hot water
on. You know what you should do?
Meat.
You know what you should do today? Take that beautiful Camaro home, that black Camaro, park it in your driveway in the direct sunlight, wait about an hour, and see if you can fry some eggs on it.
You probably could. Probably good in this weather.
And use a metal spatula, because that's the best way to cook eggs.
No kidding. Seriously, though, now that we've completely screwed up this segment, we were supposed to be teaching people how to eat this wonderful weekend. Can we get back on track?
Sure.
All right. So you mentioned a whole array of different meats to put on a barbecue, which we already knew all those meats existed. I was hoping that you would kind of key in on one. Hey, by the way, before I forget, I meant to tell you this last week. I had this piece of kangaroo sitting in the freezer at least a year, minimum a year, maybe a little longer than a year, that I got from you ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I took it out 2 weeks ago. I said, you know what, let me pull this thing out and thaw it out and see what we're up against. Took it out, and I prepared it on the barbecue. And I got to tell you, it was a huge hit. I mean, I didn't tell anybody what they were eating. Obviously, my grandkids, if I had said kangaroo, they probably wouldn't have sat down and even acknowledged that they were going to have a meal with me. But I just put it on the table, and we ate, and the kids said, my God, this stuff is wonderful. It's great. And then at the end, I told them what it was, and they were okay with it. But they love kangaroo.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we used to do a lot of those shows, like the restaurant shows and Cisco and GF. And we, because of our name, Black Angus, we thought, oh, gee, this must be beef. So we would sample kangaroo all the time. And people would come up and go, wow, that's really nice, really nice. And 9 times out of 10, people thought it was beef tenderloin. Okay? So
well,
it's cooked properly. Go ahead.
I was going to say, it tastes like beef tenderloin. I mean, it's really, really hard to tell the difference.
No fat at all.
Yeah.
If you overcook it, it's going to be like venison. It's going to taste a little bit like liver. But if it's cooked properly, pat salt, pepper, a little bit of olive oil, tastes just like beef tenderloin. Zero fat, 99.5% fat-free, okay? And again, back to what we talked about before, kangaroo is the most sustainable protein on the planet, okay?
Now, why do you say that? What makes you say that?
Because it's not farmed. It's wild. Okay, and basically,
so were the buffalo back in the 1800s.
Yeah, but they're not anymore.
But that's right. So they weren't sustainable.
They were sustainable until everybody shot them all
for no good reason,
so that the beef farmers would have more room for their beef.
All right.
And again, I posted a little video there on Facebook the other day about two kangaroos fighting in the back porch of somebody's house in Australia. And I said, like, now do you feel sorry for these things? Not a chance. They're good eating those things. Okay?
They're fantastic.
And, And again, the hunt is done basically by a guy in a truck. Okay, yeah. Just goes out there, shoots a few, gets them to the plant within, I think the protocol is 4 hours. They're inspected, chilled, and processed, and then into a box. And then shipped on containers all over the world at about a cost of 10 cents or 15 cents a pound. What does it cost you to drive to the grocery store when you go grocery shopping? Figure it out sometime.
How the hell do I know?
We're talking about sustainability and energy consumption and the ozone. And like the world is almost perfect again now. Every morning the sky is blue and clear. The air is great. The birds are singing because we've shut her down for a while. Now we're going to go back full blast. My point being, eat more kangaroo.
Okay. I'm in because it's fantastic. It's a wonderful source of protein. And like you say, I agree with you because I have spent a bit of time in Australia and I got to tell you, they are overrun with these critters. So yep. The fact that they've now figured out how to fix that is a good thing.
Take a problem, come with a solution, win-win. Okay,
exactly.
Versus our moose population in Newfoundland and places like that, where we still can't figure out how to turn that beautiful protein onto our tables as opposed to, you know, culling them and not reusing that beautiful natural resource. And everybody loves moose. Everybody.
Oh, moose is fantastic. Now we don't have moose are not kangaroos by any means, okay? They're not running all over the place. We don't have
in Newfoundland they are. Big problem.
Yes, exactly. That's one area that they are. But That's it. So anyways, I just wanted to bring that up because I was shocked that my grandkids loved kangaroo. So
and the best way to do kangaroo in the barbecue, Ange, is to do it in kebabs. Okay?
Kebabs. Yeah.
Small little pieces, cut it up, put an onion there, something with a little bit of moisture in there, a green pepper, things like that, and just nice thin pieces, just show it the grill. Just to finish it off, you're not going to overcook it, and then off it goes, spice it up, and God, that's good eating.
Hear, hear. And it's readily available. Beautiful. All right, my friend, I am going to let you go back to what is it you were doing, by the way?
Well, you know, I'm really pissed off. Bad start to the day. I'm taking care of my mom right now, okay? So that's the challenge. No, yeah, I'm not. I was thinking about you the other day. When you did the same thing for your mom, but I put a dollar into the vacuum to vacuum out my 2005 Volvo. It had no suction. I'm pissed off. What are you going to do? You're not going to call the guy for a buck, are you?
You're not. Why not?
No, because it was so damn hot. I was just pissed, and now my car's still dirty. Okay, the steering doesn't work, and now the air conditioning doesn't work.
Oh boy.
That's not a good way to start the day. But I knew I was going to talk to you, and I knew that would lift my spirits. I knew it.
Did it work?
Yes, of course it did.
Right.
That and CBD oil.
That never hurts. That never hurts, my friend. All right. You have yourself a wonderful weekend.
And, I will.
Stay out of trouble. Stay out of trouble.
Please. I always do.
And we will talk to you next week.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. Sean Kelly, our in-house meat monger, now running around in his Volvo, apparently, or so he says. I have this wonderful image of him running around in a Volvo, by the way. I'll have to put it up on our site. We had difficulties getting a hold of the minister, Tibolo, and apparently we are going to get him right after this next break. So let's do that now, Michael. Let's go into the break now, and we will that way there have a couple of extra minutes on the other side when we come back. All right, sound good? More journal after this, don't you dare go away.